Hans, who has been part of the Winston-Salem State University community for a long time. Her mother was an alumna here at Winston-Salem State, an operatic singer. And Dr. Mann's, every few months, she's very dedicated at raising money for music students here on the campus of Winston-Salem State University. So twice a year, she has an event on the campus to help raise money for scholarships. Dr. Manns, welcome back after a long time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Steele. Happy birthday month to you.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. I encourage every listener, after you make sure you are registered to vote in the 2020 elections today, share a donation with the WSNC radio station, because it's through community radio that we stay connected and that we stay informed. I would also like to call everyone's attention to the Emergency COVID Fund through the WSSU Foundation and the Office of Advancement. So many of our fantastic WSSU students need the opportunity to stay in school, but the pandemic has wreaked havoc globally. I'm so grateful to be here today in this wonderful community, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I am delighted to bring you our 10th biannual community concert featuring a bevy of independent artists throughout the Piedmont Triad area who always enjoy the opportunity to share their talent in support of the Belinda S. Womack Memorial Music Scholarship Fund. Here's just a smattering of what you'll hear on Saturday at 3 p.m. at Piedmont Music Center. Due to the COVID-19 crisis, we are not hosting it on the campus this September. We are having it at Piedmont Music Center, downtown Winston-Salem, and that's at 212 North Broad Street, downtown Winston-Salem. We will hear from Mrs. Womack herself. We have recorded audio of her operatic singing. We will hear from Mr. Theo Akinyele, a jazz and classical pianist. He will be playing for your enjoyment Transcendental Etude, number 4 in D minor, Mazeppa. Also, Impressions, a jazz piece composed by Mr. John Coltrane. And Mr. Akinyele will be doing an interpretation by Miles Davis. Mr. Joel Z. Hurt will join us. He is a dancer and mime with the Royal Curtain Drama Guild. And as well, Minister Terry Rory of the Rory Cares Outreach Community in High Point, North Carolina. He is a recording artist and an entrepreneur, among other things, and we are excited he will be bringing some of his original work to perform. As well, Mr. Aaron Cole of the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church will play and sing. Mr. Christopher Leith, as well as Mr. Theo Akinyele, again, of the Mount Zion Baptist Church Music Division, will also play and sing. We will have instrumental medleys and trios, and we will be celebrating all genres of music, from classical to jazz to country to R&B to gospel and, yes, hip-hop. We are so grateful that music is such an indispensable part of human growth and development, and we're so happy to bring our talent and to share it with you in these times of horrific occurrences, in joy and in happiness, in restriction and in freedom. Music is always there.
And Dr. Romack, you really took the words out of my mouth, because there's been a big gap here in, not just our social calendars, but also in our calendars for enjoying live music, because we've been restricted, and rightly so, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And you've had to make some changes as well, because, of course, there was no spring concert. And now you are in a location that keeps you COVID safe. And what are some of the other things that you had to do in order to adapt to a live performance?
Thank you so much, Mr. Steele. Starting with having outstanding and cooperative performers, as their names were mentioned earlier in the broadcast, and as well requiring all attendees to wear masks, not only to protect themselves, but to show consideration for others. As well, we have reduced the audience capacity so that we are in line with Governor Roy Cooper's Phase 2.5 requirements in terms of the public health pandemic. In addition, we will have a one-page waiver for attendees to sign, acknowledging that they are doing their part by attending, wearing their mask, and that their attendance is voluntary. Our performers, as well, will be masked as needed and as feasible, and they will maintain, as will the audience, the appropriate levels of social distancing. So we're delighted about that. In addition, we are always honored to acknowledge the people in the community, as well as those founding donors who've been a major part of helping us get to a point where we can have a 10th biannual program. They include the WSSU Advancement Office, Mrs. Mitchell, Dr. Alpha Lion, as well as the staff, including Ms. Evans. In addition, the WSSU Music faculty, staff, and students, the Piedmont Music Center, Mr. Chris Folk, as well as the Cleon F. Thompson Student Center Campus Coordinating and Facilities Management, Ms. Young, Mr. Williams, and in peace, we hope he rests, Mr. Powell. We thank them during the times the program has been hosted here on the campus. Several of the past participants, such as Julius Morrison and his Quick Image Band, Mrs. Brenda Smith and her fabulous senior citizens dance and rap group, The Garden Bugs, as well as her youth group, Play Play Production. We thank Patricia de Graffenreit and her staff over at the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center. We thank Kareem Menu Associates for his ability to capture our moments on video. We thank Dr. Deborah S. Boyd, who has provided words of encouragement during our programs, Beverly Liggins, the former director of Rupert Bell Community Center, who allowed us to host our very first community concert there, as well as all the past and present program participants. As for founding donors, we never hesitate to acknowledge people like Ann H. Motz, Alfreda Goff and family, H. Faye Peters, Natasha Johnson, Lawrence and Muriel Beth Hopkins, Michelle K. Lewis, Eileen E. Oliver and her family, Marie A. Matthews and her family, Jeanette T. Lewis and her family, Awilda G. Neal and her family, Attorney Bruce O. McBarnett and his family, as well as Kenyatta Hazelwood and Francinda Manns. Without the critical support of individuals like your listeners who believe in the power of community and receiving that wonderful gift of talent and music, we could not be celebrating our 10th biannual program. And we are most grateful to uphold the legacy of North Carolinians and fabulous musicians who have laid the foundation for us to do what we do. A few examples include the Royal Sons Quartet, also known as the Five Royales, who were initiated into the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. Nina Simone, known as Eunice Wayman of Tryon, North Carolina. We, in her memory, uplift her. In his memory, John Coltrane, William Billy Strayhorn, Thelonious Monk, and several other local artists who have lived their lives and who have now transitioned on, but whose music is still around in our tradition. For example, Byron Christopher Morrell, the great operatic singer, Mr. James E. Funches, a phenomenal music educator in the community he was, currently living North Carolina artists we uplift and support during our program, as it is also a heritage event. Roberta Flack, who was from Black Mountain, North Carolina. Shirley Caesar, Durham, North Carolina. George Clinton of Parliament and Funkadelic, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Maceo Parker of James Brown's band, Kinston, North Carolina. The Carolina Chocolate Drops, and so many other local bands. Cinnamon Reggae Band, the Joe Robinson Quartet, Otesha Drumming and Dance Ensemble, and of course, independent solo artists like Tony Terry and Charles Green. Again, we would have no programming at all if we didn't have the magnificent talent of the artists who come and share their talent for such a worthy cause. Mr. Theodore Akinyele, jazz and classical pianist, Mr. Chris Leith, trombonist, keyboard, piano, and MIDI software, Mr. Aaron Cole, keyboard and piano, Mr. Joel Z. Hurt, who expresses his music through dance and mime, and so many others who have participated in the past. For example, Carrie Ann Phoenix, an independent artist, as well as Kennedy Munn, a violinist who traveled from Virginia to come participate in the program. And the list goes on and on. You can find them at bswnc.org.
Dr. Belinda S. Womack, you're of course the mother of Dr. DeBeth Manns. We will be thinking about you on Saturday, and some of us will be joining you. And we thank you, Dr. Manns, for telling us about the 10th biannual community concert for your mother, Belinda S. Womack, her Memorial Musical Scholarship Fund, coming up this Saturday, September the 26th, 3 p.m. at the Piedmont Music Center.
We're so grateful for WSNC Radio because it is the heart of our community to stay informed and to stay connected. I issue a $50 challenge to all studio guests who come henceforth to share that support for the radio station. And we're so grateful to you and all our supporters near and far, particularly the Tate family in Texas and New York and Washington, D.C.
Dr. Manns, again, we thank you very much. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem. Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University.